The house of Elizabeth King was on this lot when the 1774 meeting took place. 2 months later, on Thursday, October 25, you see well-dressed women coming from all directions and entering the house. Perhaps they are greeted at the door by wealthy double widow Penelope Paget Barker, the organizer of this event. The house is small, so maybe a dozen squeeze in. There, supposedly over cups of herbal, lavender, and mulberry tea, not English black tea, they discuss what they can do to support the growing resistance to the British Parliament. The month before, the colony's provincial Congress had passed a resolution to boycott British cloth and tea. The women decide to take action within the area of life they mostly control, according to the customs of the day, the private sphere of their homes. They write up a petition to King George, and a cover letter written 2 days later, perhaps it is Barker who says, "Many ladies of this province have determined to give memorable proof of their patriotism, and have accordingly entered into the following honorable and spirited association. I send it to you to show your fair countrywomen how zealously and faithfully American ladies follow the laudable example of their husbands, and what opposition your matchless ministers may expect to receive from a people thus firmly united against them." Mentioning the Congress's resolution, the ladies declare, "As we cannot be indifferent on any occasion that appears nearly to affect the peace and happiness of our country, it is a duty which we owe to do everything as far as lies in our power to testify our sincere adherence to the same, and we do therefore accordingly subscribe this paper as a witness of our fixed intention and solemn determination to do so." The initial group circulates the petition among other women of the area and ends up with 51 signatures, though not Mrs. King's, for some reason. The mere fact there are 51 women in Edenton who can read and write suggests how well off the town is, given that only a quarter of men in North Carolina are literate at the time, and education for women is discouraged. The document is then sent to the King in London. A newspaper there publishes it in January, and the fact women are expressing themselves politically creates a sensation. Some historians consider this the first major political action organized by European-American women. James Iredale's brother Arthur wrote him from England, "Is there a female Congress in Edenton too? I hope not, for we Englishmen are afraid of the male Congress, but if the ladies, who have ever been esteemed the most formidable enemies, if they, I say, should attack us, the most fatal consequences is to be dreaded." The papers in England made fun of what became known as the Edenton Tea Party, including the unflattering cartoon shown on our page. Modern sources mistake the language from the cartoon for the wording of the actual petition. The event was largely forgotten in the United States until a naval officer on a stop at a Mediterranean island accidentally saw hanging in a barber shop there a glass picture of the cartoon. He brought it back for his mother, an Edenton native, in 1830. The cannon the teapot sits upon is a British brass three-pounder named for the weight of cannonball it shot. This was a typical field piece used by armies, including in a number of battles on this website. There are 8 cannons scattered about town, none of which saw action here. Turn around and step into the grass across the street if you wish, then go to the audio clip under the town green.